Thailand's cabinet today agreed to extend a night curfew in Bangkok and 23 provinces until May 29th. The curfew was put in place on May 19th after riots and arson attacks across Bangkok and in at least six provinces in the wake of an army crackdown to remove anti-government protesters in the capital. Dr. Charles Montevichin Chai is a lecturer at St. John's University in Bangkok. He told us more about the road to recovery and the lessons to be learned from the recent violence.
The Center for Resolution of the Emergency Situation has suggested to the government that the curfew should be continued for another 2 or 3 days just to make completely sure that the situation has stabilized. Despite the world recession, this violence, it seems that the economy at least will make a quick comeback. However, as for the political or social rift, I don't think that's going to be able to be bridged so quickly. The main thing that might help will be whenever a general election is called, and once the results of that election comes out, it should be accepted by everyone. But I think the main lesson, I think, is that politics should now go back to parliament and not come out on the streets again. Because as we've seen in the past, not just in the past 2 months, but for the last 2-3 years with both the yellow shirts and the red shirts, street politics have literally brought the country to its knees. Whilst opposition and government MPs are bickering on the streets when they really are fully represented in parliament. So really, the main lesson is keep politics in parliament and keep the mobs off the streets.